It's the Chronicles of Aguna, and we are live.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening to Harry Simeon.
Hello, good afternoon, and welcome back to another live edition of the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast, brought to you by 90 Min. On this edition, we're going to be reflecting on the UEFA Europa League draw. Arsenal will face Olympiacos in the last 16 of the UEFA Europa League, and it depends on which way you want to look at this. Is it an opportunity for Arsenal to get their revenge on the Greek side, who of course dumped them out of the competition in dramatic fashion last season? Or do you see this as a tie that is a potential banana skin? Of course, with Arsenal having that weight, that baggage, I guess, from last season, because mentally, you know, that would have been something that really hurt Arsenal, that, you know, the whole nature of it. You know, Aubameyang talked about it in his post-match interview yesterday, that you know, the failures of last season were in his mind this time around. So how are you seeing this one? Let me know your thoughts in the chat. Big hello to everybody in the chat, by the way. There's plenty of you in there already. Hope you're all well on this sunny Friday afternoon. Can't complain. It's not particularly warm, but it is sunny. And looks like the weather's starting to get better overall. So I had a smile on my face all day, and now I'm not really sure how to feel. Olympiacos are a side that I believe Arsenal are better than. They're a side that I believe Arsenal should beat. But you could have said all of those things last season. You know, on paper, Arsenal have a better side. But of course, despite going to Athens and coming away with a really, really good result from the first leg, a 1-0 away win, we somehow managed to completely self-destruct and as such crashed out of the competition. And Mikel Arteta was able to get the team back on track, and we went on and won the FA Cup, of course. But, you know, it's you do feel like this will be a really good test of where Arsenal are mentally, where Arsenal are in terms of their ability to fight back against sort of ghosts of the past. And Olympiacos for us right now are a ghost of the past. You know, they dumped us out last season, as I said, in really dramatic fashion. And now we face them once more. And it's ironic, isn't it? Because, of course, we won the game in Piraeus last night, in Athens, in the Yorgos Karaiskakis Stadium. And now we will be returning there for the first leg of our Europa League tie. The other thing that's significant as well is that we'll be travelling to Greece a few days before the North London Derby, which isn't ideal. When you look at the fact that obviously we need to improve our league position, and that has got to be one of the main priorities this season, the fact that we have such a huge game just a few days after a long trip, because let's have it right, going to Greece is a long trip by, you know, European football standards. You need a good 3.5-4 hours to get there. We talked about it in the lead up to the Benfica game. You know, it was a 2,000-mile trip, 4,000-mile round trip to Athens for that game. And so it's not ideal in that sense. Also, we know that they're a dangerous side. That's how I would describe Olympiacos, right? They're not a top quality side. They're a side that if you're on the top of your game, and if you remain concentrated and you do things properly, you will beat, right? A team like Arsenal would beat. However, they are a dangerous side. And when I say dangerous side, I mean they are a side who, if you're not at the races, if you are a little bit below par, they will punish you. They have the players, they have the ability to do that. Of course, they went through over two legs in the tie with PSV Eindhoven. Really interesting game that one was. It looked like PSV were going to turn it around last night, and Olympiacos with a goal, basically turned that one around. And essentially dumped the Dutch side out. And just quickly having a look back at that game, because it was 4-2 to Olympiacos in the first leg, and then PSV were 2 goals to the good in the second leg. Aaron Zahavi with a double. And then, of course, Coca got the goal for Olympiacos on the 88th minute. So a late goal from them, and they've shown against us in years gone by. Late goals are a thing that they are starting to become a little bit renowned for in European ties, particularly on their travel. So, as I said, it's a tie that really, by rights, Arsenal should win. The issue here is that can we go into this tie without being absorbed by the ghosts of the past, as Gianfranco says in the chat, and I love this. He says, you can't move on until you kill our ghosts, I guess. And that's a really, really good point. It's a mixed feeling, I think, off the back of this one. You know, we're talking about, as I said, a side who are dangerous, but really Arsenal should be beaten. So it could have been worse. There's no doubt about that. It could have been a lot worse. But yeah, it is what it is. Let's have a look at some of the rest of the draw and some of the standout ties. Manchester United against Milan. I'm glad we didn't get any of those. Roma were in the draw as well, and they take on Shakhtar Donetsk, another dangerous side. Rangers, of course, they travel to Slavia Prague in their first leg, and they'll play the second leg, of course, at home. And Tottenham, in true Jose Mourinho style, get probably the easiest tie of the British teams, and they will take on Dinamo Zagreb. So, yeah, I mean, I haven't really processed this one yet. I mean, I'm not really sure how I'm supposed to feel. On the one hand, you look at it and you say, on paper, there were better sides in there. I'm really glad, by the way, that we didn't get Unai Emery's Villarreal, because he would have had a point to prove, wouldn't he, Unai? And I didn't fancy that one whatsoever. So I was quite relieved when Villarreal came out quite early in the draw. But yeah, I don't really know how to feel about this one. It's kind of a mixed feeling, because as I said, on the one hand, it feels as though it's a team Arsenal should beat. But on the other hand, the ghosts of last year, combined with the fact that they do have some useful players as well. And of course, the added element of Sokratis, who again, is somebody who will have a point to prove going into this one. You know, obviously allowed to leave. His contract was terminated by Arsenal back in January, and he signed for Olympiacos. And now we face against them. We don't know exactly what's going to happen with regards to where the games are going to be played. You'd imagine that because Greece were okay to stage the game yesterday, that we will be travelling to Greece for the first leg. But we don't know what's going to happen with the second leg necessarily just yet. I think it will probably be okay. But there's going to be some announcements coming on that very, very shortly. And there'll be some clarity around where those fixtures are going to take place, what time the kickoffs will be as well, because there is, of course, lots of things to consider given the current climate. So, yeah, initial reaction was, here we go again. But the more I kind of think about it, the more I get my thoughts out loud, I start to realise that really, by rights, this is still a tie that Arsenal should be winning. Don't forget, if you haven't already, make sure you smash the like button. Make sure you subscribe to the channel if you're new as well. Really, really appreciate it, and it really does help. Don't forget, if you're interested in becoming a member of the Chronicles of Aguna, you can do so by clicking on the link in the description. Of course, this show is sponsored by Manscaped, so you can get your 20% off plus free shipping by using the discount code that is running across the bottom of your screens, which is 90min20. So check it out. Get your questions in the live chat. Get your thoughts in the live chat, and I will come to those in just a second. We will we'll see what you guys are saying on the tie. Just going to move. There we go. Getting a little bit more comfortable. Not feeling too great today. I feel like it's the stress off of the back of yesterday's Europa League tie that's got to me. Feeling a little bit under the weather off the back of that. Maybe it was that. Certainly couldn't switch off last night. Found it really, really difficult after that game. And if you want to hear the reaction podcast, you can do so. You can find it on the channel. And you can also You can also catch up with a watch along as well if you fancy it. Right, let's go over to the live chat and see what some of you guys are saying. Ebby says, I like this draw. Austin says, Arsenal will win. Dominic says, quite scared of them, especially attacking wise. They're a good, yeah, they're a decent side. They are a decent outfit, right? They're not somebody to turn your nose up at. You know, for sure, they're a side who, as I keep saying, on their day, are capable of causing us all sorts of problems. But what worries me, I guess, is not always necessarily the quality of the opposition team. You know, you can look at the draw and you can say, I don't want to face these guys, I don't want to face that guy, those guys. But the reality is the biggest problem for Arsenal this season has been, or especially in the last few months, has been that we seem to be defeating ourselves in games. You know, we seem to gift people goals, gift opponents the upper hand, gift opponents momentum. You know, you think back to this Benfica tie, right? And you look at it now with a calmer head, now that the dust has settled a little bit, and you'd say in the first leg, Benfica offered absolutely nothing. Arsenal gifted them a penalty. Benfica scored their goal. Second leg, free kick on the edge of the box. Right, fine. You know, I'm not really going to get into the foul too much, but we gift them a free kick on the edge of the box that was perhaps avoidable. Bang, top corner. Benfica get their away goal. And then we gifted them a second goal. And that goal could have proven fatal. So, you know, despite the fact that we had the quality to overcome it in the end, I think you can still be concerned and still be worried by the fact that we still seem to be gifting opponents goals and gifting them moments whereby they can turn games and turn the kind of, you know, the impetus of games. And you can't keep doing that, especially at European level. You certainly can't. And there are only a certain amount of times you will get away with doing that and still scrape through, still scrape over the line. So that needs to change, and it needs to change dramatically. And I would say that, you know, I'm confident it will change, but how can you be confident when we've done it so frequently this season? So I am a little bit worried about the tie, obviously. It just doesn't feel as though Arsenal, you know, although we've shown some promise in the attacking third of late, it just doesn't feel like Arsenal are a much better side, if at all, to the side that you know, went out last season against Olympiacos. You could argue we're better slightly defensively. We are better defensively, but when you still, it doesn't matter if you defend well as a unit, if you keep your shape well as a team, if you then go and gift goals as cheaply as we have been doing of late. So I am concerned. I am a little bit worried, and it's impossible not to be at all nervous for a tie like this, I'd say. Mark says, very pleased with the tie. Do I trust Arteta to guide this team through the tie, though? Nope. Not after watching us struggle past Benfica, lose to Burnley and Villa twice. Norma says, Olympiacos gotten better. Socrates and Villa, Lala, Hassan and Bruma. Yannis says, Olympiacos has beaten Arsenal 5 times in the last 10 years. Topher says, Harry, your reaction for 5 minutes after that final goal last night. Amazing and passionate. I thought you were going to throw stuff in excitement. Michalis, who's an Olympiacos fan, says, I support Olympiacos. It's not a good draw for us. So it's nice to see their view as well, isn't it? It's nice to know that they have a respect for us and they have a little bit of a fear for us, really. Aditya says, Arsenal again will be disadvantaged going into the second leg if the scores are level. Hope we settle the game in the first half. Another good point. You know, going away from home first means your opponent has more time potentially to score another away goal. Big hello to Marshall, who says, would you take Jorge Jesus as a replacement for Arteta? No, I wouldn't, mate. I've got to be honest. Decent coach, though, but not for me. Matt says, random thought off topic, but how do you feel about teams targeting players who are on yellow cards trying to get them sent off? Few fans were saying we should target Terat after he got booked. Little bit off topic, Matt, but no, I think that's part and parcel of the game, and I think teams have done that many, many times over the years. And it's not new, you know, it's not a new thing. Big hello to Angelos. He says, before you embark a journey of revenge, dig 2 graves. Olympiacos will play to qualify again. Well, I'd imagine that Olympiacos will be playing to qualify. Why wouldn't they? I mean, but this is the thing, right? This is what kind of sums up where Arsenal are at the moment, okay? Olympiacos are very highly thought of in Greece, right? But on the continent, they're not very highly thought of, I would say, by the majority of people. They look at them and they say, yeah, they're a decent side sometimes, but that's about it. The fact that some of their supporters are so confident that they can dump Arsenal out, they can repeat what they did last year, that worries me, because it shows to me that that fear factor that Arsenal as a football club used to have has gone. So yeah, it is a little bit of an issue, of course. What else have we got here in terms of your comments? Going to pick up a few more before I go. Got a dash today, but we will be back with some more content over the weekend, of course. Michali says, are you Greek? My family are from Cyprus, my friend. But I am from London myself, born, raised in London. But yeah, family are from Cyprus. What else have we got here? Stefano Lorenzo says, how are you feeling about the Italian sides, Harry? Fancy Milan to beat United. Roma should go through. I'd imagine Roma will go through. I think Roma have quietly been a really effective side this season. So yeah, I'd imagine, you know, they've had a couple of disappointing results in the league lately, but I think that they will have enough to get through that. In terms of Milan, I don't fancy Milan to beat Man United, if I'm honest. You know, Milan have... We keep talking about it on Simply Serie A. You know, they've been winning games this season without really playing well. And that's catching up with them a little bit now. And you've seen in recent performances, absolutely thumped in the Milan derby last weekend. And they've now lost top spot, 4 points behind Inter. So, you know, Milan are a good side. And again, it comes back to what I was saying. They're one of those sides, dangerous side, who, if you're not at your best, they will catch you off guard. But the problem is, I think if Manchester United play to their maximum, then I can't see Milan having an opportunity to get through this one, if I'm honest. Paul Nell says, we are the Arsenal. If Partey is fit, we should turn over the Greek side. So lots of you kind of buoyed by the fact that Thomas Partey obviously came back into the side, for the second leg, or for a part of the second leg, and seemingly looked okay, and hopefully he gets back to fitness. Of course, we know what an important player he can be, and fingers crossed he is fit and he doesn't have any more troubles and doesn't break down again. Right, I think I'm going to leave it there in terms of reaction to the draw. As I said, I feel like absolute shit today. You can probably see it in my face. Feeling a little bit sick, and the more I talk, the more I feel like I want to be sick. So I'm going to leave it there. And I'll be back very, very soon with more Arsenal content. So stay safe. Feel free to put your comments and your thoughts on the draw in the comment section after the video ends as well. I will read them all. And I try to respond to as many as possible. Subscribe to the channel if you haven't already. Hit the like button. To summarise, basically, it's a draw that we should be able to progress from. However, it is a draw that it has the potential to be a dangerous one. It's not a given by any stretch of the imagination that Arsenal will progress beyond Olympiacos, and it's about putting last season's ghosts to bed. Thank you for bearing with me on the slightly shorter show today, but I promise I'll be back in fine form, hopefully, in the next couple of days. But as I say, need to get off, and we'll speak soon. Cheers.
Listening to the Chronicles of Aguna, the Arsenal podcast.
I'm Martin Tyler, and you're listening